For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Democrats say President Trump's insistence over a border wall amounts to a temper tantrum. Trump, in a tweet, says the country is being threatened by a flood of immigrants.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall or a slat fence or whatever you want to call it. But we need a great barrier.
Lawmakers are back on Capitol Hill after adjourning last night without a spending deal. Democratic Representative Steny Hoyer tells CNN massive funding for the border wall is a non-starter, and he repeated a two-year-old quote from Mick Mulvaney, President Trump's next new chief of staff.
I think the wall is a waste of money, and as a matter of fact, Mick Mulvaney, he said he thought the president's thoughts about the wall were, and I quote, absurd and childish.
This is the first time in 40 years that the government has been closed three times in one year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
It's the last weekend for shopping before Christmas, and retail stores are expected to be packed across the country. Retail industry analyst Hilda Herzog says folks who procrastinated may have to deal with crowds, but they'll also be rewarded with discounts today and Sunday.
Between the retailers, you have deep discount on things that are seasonal, like apparel, because they're trying to make room for the spring items, and also the electronics, because the Consumer Electronics Show is coming up in January.
Minnesota's Attorney General is suing Comcast Xfinity for alleged consumer fraud and deceptive trade practices. Attorney General Lori Swanson says a two-year investigation shows the company has overcharged thousands of consumers for cable TV packages, charged them, and failed to deliver on promised Visa gift cards. Comcast says the facts don't support the allegations. The 442-point loss on the Dow Jones Industrial Average Friday capped off the worst week on Wall Street since the recession in 2008. All of the major indexes lost 16 to 26% from their highs this summer and fall. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, but do it now.
Former Defense Secretary and former Nebraska Republican Senator Chuck Hagel tells CNN President Donald Trump isn't fit to be president and criticizes the president's administration for not having a strategy or Middle East policy.
I hear John Bolton say, well, we should keep our troops in Syria there until we drive the Iranians out of Syria. Are you kidding me? 2,000 troops in the northeast corner of Syria isn't going to drive the Iranians out of Syria. Let's face some realities here, and let's find some tough decisions that we're going to have to make anyway before we continue to lose more people and lose respect and what it does to our budget.
He's the personification of reality television, and he made a big announcement live on TV. USA's Wendy King has the moment he spills the beans.
Andy Cohen has a lot of titles, TV executive, talk show host, and New York Times bestselling author. But now he adds one more, giving this news on his live talk show.
I want you to be the first to know that after many years of careful deliberation, a fair amount of prayers, and the benefit of science, if all goes according to plan, in about 6 weeks' time, I am going to become a father.
The 50-year-old says family means everything to him.
Having one of my own is something that I have wanted in my heart for my entire life. And though it's taken me longer than most to get there.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.